MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 28, 2025. The AGs are blasting Trump's coming snap shutdown, and Gloucester has added to its list of city employees. Mostly cloudy, breezy, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:33 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, Attorney General Andrea Campbell has joined a group of Democrats calling on the Trump administration to release federal dollars to support the food stamp program, with benefits for tens of millions of people set to expire at the end of the week. In a letter to U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, Campbell and 22 other attorneys general demand clarity from the federal agency on how it plans to proceed after alerting states that funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program will lapse after November 1 because of the federal government shutdown. The AGs called on the USDA to release contingency funds to keep SNAP going, saying it would mark the first time in U.S. history that a presidential administration has halted food assistance during a government shutdown. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times the city of Gloucester has hired a new operations manager for its beaches and parks and a new economic development coordinator to help advance the business community and support Gloucester's maritime industry. Kansas Ricky Munn as the city's new operations manager for beaches and parks, and Emily Sloan as the city's new economic development coordinator, officially started on October 6. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
On the most recent episode of the Peabody Business Podcast, the city's chief of staff, Chris Ryder, talked with Fire Department Captain Chris Dowling, who explained Chapter 304 law.
What we're heading into is the season for, they're technically called Chapter 304 inspections. Chapter 304 is a result of what tragically happened in the Station nightclub fire in Warwick, West Warwick, Rhode Island on February 20th, 2003. And that was a tragic event for the community, the fire service, having to deal with the loss of 100 dead and over 200 people injured. Mm. So there were sweeping changes across New England and specifically in Massachusetts to the fire and life safety code and the way we approached nightclubs, bars, discotheques, and any other assemblies that serve alcohol.
Yeah.
So one of the main things, that the biggest thing that came out of it was called the Chapter 304 law, an act relative to fire safety. A huge change for the businesses was that any establishment that had an occupancy capacity over 100 people and served alcohol were required to install an automatic sprinkler system. And that was a big change and was a shock to the business community because it is a big expense.
Sure.
But there was a 2-year compliance window, and that's right around the time I joined the fire prevention team. So this is how I started my inspectional services career, with Chapter 304, a big change. And there was an appeals process, and there were some places that didn't have to comply with this law because it didn't pertain to them.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the alcohol serving establishments with that type of occupancy limit, they had to comply. And it was a big endeavor for us to go through and retrofit, have these companies retrofit and explain the process and the permitting process, inspection, and then finally acceptance testing. But now in Peabody and throughout Massachusetts, this is, because it's over 20 years now, it was that the act was promulgated in 2004, and now everyone knows what to expect. New businesses coming in that they're going to have to install a sprinkler system.
That's Peabody Fire Inspector Captain Chris Dowling. Caitlin D. reports in the New Report Daily News. After almost 20 years within the Amesbury Public Schools, Superintendent Elizabeth McAndrews recently announced she'll retire this summer. McAndrews began serving as acting superintendent in October 2020 and was officially named superintendent in May 2021. She will continue to serve as superintendent through the 2025-26 school year and will officially retire on June 30, 2026. And the Hawthorne Hotel's annual custom ball paid homage to its 100th anniversary and the Halloween holiday with an evening of eerie elegance, according to the Salem News. The hotel hosted an immersive journey into the Halloween traditions of the 1920s. The ball, introduced in 1990, this year featured the live band American Midnight, two disc jockeys, interactive experiences, a costume contest, hors d'oeuvres, and cash bars across three floors. Guests danced, people watched, and took selfies in front of photo backdrops. The ball was one of many haunted happening events happening this month in Salem. A full schedule may be found at hauntedhappenings.org. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in Boys High School Soccer yesterday, St. John's Prep blanked Leominster 2-0 to up its record to 14-1-2 in the season. J.J. Colalis scored both prep goals. Marblehead and Winthrop tied at 1. It was Saugus 6, Triton nothing. Bishop Fenwick topped Swampscott 1-0, with Edwin Flores scoring the game's only goal for the Crusaders. St. Mary's with a 4-1 winner over Archbishop Williams. Ryan Buser scored twice for the Spartans. In girls' soccer, Bishop Fenwick shut out Swampscott 3-0. The goal scorers were Fiona Corcoran, Sophia Poto, and Piper Palazzola. Sky Campbell recorded the shutout in net for the Crusaders. Saugus and Billerica tied at 1. In that game, Saugus senior Sean Sewell recorded her 100th career point. Her sister Shaylin netted the goal that tied the game. On the local sports schedule today, the Marblehead volleyball team plays at Andover at 4:30 p.m. In the pros, the Bruins lost 7-2 to the Senators last night in Ottawa. Boston returns home tonight to face off against the Islanders. The Celtics topped the New Orleans Jazz 122-90 last night, and they'll be hosting Cleveland tomorrow night. Patriots host the Atlanta Falcons Sunday afternoon at 1. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.